This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 37 with digital nomad wannabe founder, Sharon Grulley. In today's episode, I'm giving you an update for my latest case study, as well as discussing my future plans for the case study site and digital nomad wannabe. Now, this case study is about my blog about Malaysia travel that I started in October 2018. So somehow it's nearly 4 years old already at the time of recording this. Really doesn't feel four though. You know, after 2 years of Malaysian border closures from March 2020 to April 1 this year. So in some ways, it's more like 2 years old. Now, this episode is for you if you love my case study updates or if you're curious about what I'm doing next on this site, in addition to affiliate marketing and advertising to earn the cash money moolah, as well as what I'm doing next in the D&W sphere. Now, if you've never heard or read one of my updates before, I recommend you listen to episode 12 first and then come back to this as I really introduce this site and what I'm doing a lot more in that episode.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, digitalnomadwannabe.com founder, Sharon Gourlay.
So I'm going to start with the case study update and then move on to discussing Digital Nomad Wannabe. Apologies if I'm not my usual perky self. We just got back to Melbourne a couple of days ago after 3 amazing months traveling Europe. While the trip itself was great, it definitely had its challenges at times with just random things going wrong, much more than I've ever had on a trip before, including the journey home, which was far from fantastic. You know, it took actually over 70 hours door to door from Paris back to Melbourne, thanks to cancellations and delays. And I'm still feeling the weight of jet lag on my body at the moment. It's also strange being back. You know, I wake up all disoriented, wondering where I am, which is funny because I never felt like that in all the hotels in Europe. You know, and everything's just so familiar, but not. I dropped the kids at school today for the first time in months, you know, and it was like the first day again for my little preppy, which was a little bit anxiety producing, but I'm sure it'll all be fine. They've been looking forward to getting back to their friends so much. Now, I spent the last couple of days being super productive despite the change in scenery and the jet lag, and I've been setting goals for my business and individual sites for the next 6 months, which was well overdue. My husband's starting job hunting today, which means he's primarily looking after the kids until that happens, which gives me a little more time than usual to work, which I plan to take advantage of, although we do expect him to have a job very quickly. So I'm excited by my new goals. I've got way too many sites at the moment, so I'm going to be trimming the dead weight, so sites that aren't really doing anything. I've got some bigger plans for Digital Nomad Wannabe, which I'll discuss soon, and some even bigger plans for Dive into Malaysia, which is finally going to get my focus again for the first time since February 2020. It's been a while for a site I was so excited about. I had such big plans in 2020, and for obvious reasons, it just all stopped. But mostly across my business, I'm working on switching my focus from creating more content, which has been the prime focus for the last 12 months across my business. We've had a lot of content in that time, to increasing RPM, so how much money I make per 1,000 page views or users. Now, I get a lot of users and page views across my sites, but overall the RPM could be a lot higher, and this is where I see myself being able to make the most impact. If I can push that up, you know, that'll make me far more money than adding a lot more content at this stage. And it also means that when I achieve that, you know, when I add more content, it'll be even more profitable. So I really think that I need to stop doing what feels more comfortable to me, which is the creating more content, and really work on the monetization side of my business. So back to Dive into Malaysia. Now, I created this site to be my next huge site or my retirement plan, I was thinking of it as. I've created other sites since then, like more of them than I even want to think about. I've got so many sites at the moment. But the purpose of all the other sites is just to make me some money until I sell them off for six figures, with the goal of paying off my seven-figure mortgage. Now, Dive in Malaysia is the site I plan to keep long-term, and I built it so it doesn't rely on me to run, so I can retire at some point, and that will just be like funding it ongoing. You know, so really, if I could just pay off the mortgages with the rest of my business, you know, I'll keep Dive in Malaysia going to pay money as well to me. And that's really the goal of my site, and I guess of this site, and also like my overall strategy for what I'm trying to achieve in my business, in addition to like my lifestyle goals and other things like that I've talked about before. So to that end, it's time to get more serious about growing it. My goal is that it's making $9,000 per month by April next year, which is quite a difference to where it is now, which is what I'll talk about soon. I hope to grow its current affiliate marketing, advertising, and digital product revenue that it's already making. But I do see the majority of the increase coming from brand partnerships, whether that's ongoing sponsorships or direct affiliate relationships, lead generation, or something else altogether. I have so many different ideas and it's time to start implementing. It's a little scary for me as I've barely worked with brands before and definitely not on the scale or in the way that I'm talking about for this. I'm starting a list of companies I want to partner with and then I'm going to start trying to make it happen. If you have any tips for me at all on how to get them to listen to me and what I'm offering, I'd really love to hear them. You know, email me. I will lap up any information you've got because I know some of you listening to me right now will be much more advanced in that area of your business building. Now, I'm going to Singapore and Malaysia next month. Finally, it's been a long time because of COVID as well. Although technically I did stop in at Malaysia on both ways to Europe, but that was not really in really fantastic circumstances and I didn't leave the airport. So I am booked in to attend ITB Asia next month in Singapore, but I am disappointed by the lack of companies that will be there. When I look through the list I plan to talk to at ITB Berlin in 2020, barely any of them are there. In fact, only 18 companies come up when you put Malaysia in to the exhibitor list and a lot of them are not really relevant. None of them are that, like the top ones I wanted to see last time. So I am a bit disappointed. I might not have booked it if I'd realized it would be so slim on offerings, but I still think it would be good practice for me. I'm hoping to talk to other companies outside of ITB Asia while I'm there. And I really just need to go back and travel in Malaysia. You know, it's been so long. I don't know what it's like to visit in the post-pandemic world. So I'm looking forward to just being in Southeast Asia, to be honest. I miss it a lot. I also don't want to work on my email marketing and my digital product. While my digital product does sell in dribs and drabs, you know, I have a similar product on my Tasmania site that I launched a few months ago, and it's just selling so well. It's become a great little side earner for me on autopilot, and I really want to get my Malaysia guide to that level as well. I feel like it has a lot of potential. I'm just not quite hitting the mark at the moment, and I definitely feel like, you know, if I put a day into that, it could make a really big difference. But first, I am going to concentrate on partnerships. So now you know my goals. Let's talk about what's happening on the site right now and what's happened since the last update. You know, so you'll see that I do have a fair bit to grow to get to that 9,000 a month. Now, this is actually my 16th case study update, and you can watch, listen, and read the first 15 at digitalnomadwannabe.com/case study. Since the borders open, I've gone back to monthly updates, so you can see a lot of figures there on what's happening. Now, don't forget, you can find today's show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode37. And if you enjoy today's show, make sure you subscribe to the Make Money Blogging podcast and leave a review. Now, in my last podcast, I shared the May 2022 figures. At digitalnomadwannabe.com/case study, I shared June and July, and you can read them there. Now, in this podcast, I'm going to compare August with May so that my podcasts follow each other, but you can see other monthly figures on the case study page. So I will say in here, you'll notice there's a bit of a drop between those months. It's not as big a drop if you go look at the last couple of months in that case study page. So in May, my traffic was 132,000 page views and 88,000 users. It was a really good month for me. I think it was my best one on the site ever. Now in August, it was 105,000 page views and 74,000 users. Now I will say with that a caveat that I am filtering out all traffic from the Seychelles and Czechia for these figures, or they would be higher. You know, like many people, my sites have been hit by a lot of spam traffic from those countries, and it's really not useful to include it. Of course, there may be the occasional hit that comes from those places that is legit, but I think it's just simpler just to filter it all out. Note that I did decide, if you're someone who's battling with this yourself, I don't want to block traffic from those countries altogether. It's not like this spam traffic is affecting my site speed or anything like that. I think it's good to have all your data and not just block people. And, you know, I was actually in Czechia like a month ago. It would have been really annoying if I couldn't even see my own business. So honestly, I don't see the point personally in blocking those countries altogether, like I know some people have done. In Google Analytics, it's really easy to just create a filter and not see that traffic so it doesn't ruin your stats. So that's what I'm doing. But back to the update. In May, I made $2,954 from diving to Malaysia. In August, it was down to $1,843. And this is made up of Agoda. So that's the main hotel booking site that I recommend on diving to Malaysia. After comparing a lot of options, that one worked best. I use their three travel payouts. And I do have some of it still direct. And it only made about $315 in August. And that's where a big drop in income came, as it was over $1,100 in May. Now, this is an estimate because some will get cancelled. So what I do is I count about 70% of what's actually booked, which I find to be reasonably reliable. Whether that would work for you or not will depend. Most bookings I find through my links are for like the same month. So, you know, they already stayed. So they're 100%, you know, have happened and I'll get paid for them, or within a couple of months of it. I don't have many people that book like a year out or whatever. So, you know, I do find about 70% is pretty fair. And if anything, probably understating how many of those bookings actually go ahead. But that's the number I use. I'd be consistent so I can still compare easily. Now, advertising, I use Azoic as well as AdSense using Azoic Mediation. They allow you, if you don't know Azoic or you use it and you're not aware of this, you can use other advertising networks within Azoic, and it uses something called Mediation to show the best ads so you're always making the most money. And because you're creating competition there between Azoic and AdSense ads, it can lead to more money overall and push the price up. So that was $676 for August. I use Klook, which is activities tours. They also have hotels and some other things there now, which was $289. A little frustrating is that tons of people are booking this one ticket for Singapore that doesn't have affiliate commissions, or that would be a lot higher. That's a little frustrating. I probably need to look into if there's other alternatives for that. Randomly, it's not something I actually even recommend though, so I try not to be too upset about it. People are obviously getting there and then booking it anyway. And bus and ferry tickets, that went up to $450. That one has been rising nicely. I also made $113 from my digital product, and I didn't make any money from rental cars this month, which is a little disappointing as well. I feel like I need to see if there's other options for that because, and I would definitely love some direct partnerships in this area because I do get a lot of traffic to my post about driving in Malaysia. Now, if you've been following this case study, you know I care just about or even more about the RPM of the site, so how much money I make per 1,000 users. And going forward, that's going to be the prime thing I watch, as it's been pretty crappy and rising this will make a big difference to my earnings. So in May, it was $33.60, or you could look at that as 3.36 cents per user on the site, which was my best month ever at that point. Now in August, unfortunately, it was down. It's down to $24.90 or 2.49 cents per user. And like I said, this is a number I'll really be watching over the next 6 months as I try and implement my goals and my plans to hit them, as it's what I want to increase drastically rather than working on traffic. Now, my big problem at the moment is that obviously I want to grow this site, but it's not worth adding more content for such low returns. Okay, so it's very hard for me to grow my income if I'm just going to add content, and really it'll just give me higher costs. And because I have to look at where I decide to put content in my business, like across my business, across all sites, it's just really not worth putting it onto Dive in Malaysia on such a low return when I could put it on a site with a much higher return. Now, even if we just look at this site individually, just to illustrate it, let's say a new guide for the Dive into Malaysia takes about 5 hours to write. So at $40 an hour, that would cost $200. Plus there would be some VA time and my time, plus I'd probably end up paying more than that per hour. So let's just say $300 all up for an article. Now, say the average users per post on my site is 400. I didn't just work this out. I'm just taking a guess. It would be around that. Now, so we're saying $300 for the article, 400 users per month. If each of those users is worth 2.49 cents, then a new article would make $9.96 on average per month. Now, $300 divided by $9.96 is about 30, which means it takes 30 months for a new article to pay for itself. Plus, realistically, you have a couple of months in there at the beginning, you know, where it just takes a little while to rank well and get to that traffic. But just for simplicity, we'll say 30 months. That means it takes to month 31 that I start seeing a profit. And that's really just too long to be worth adding new content. So really the only way I'm going to increase income on this site is to raise the RPM. Okay, so that's why I get back to that just being so integral. If I keep adding content, it's going to cost me a lot of money for how long it takes to get money, to get the money back, right? So it's going to take me 31 months before I see a raise in profit in reality. So I'm going to be working on that RPM. Now, I have added a couple of articles over the last few months. I just want to try and freshen up content a bit and you know, do the things that help with that. And I'll also add some more as I finally get to do a little travel in Malaysia in September and October, but it's really not a focus while the return is that low. But going back to the numbers and not just the RPM, it is disappointing to see the drops. It's not just seasonal. I can see some ranking drops. By ranking drops, I mean in Google. Just about everything does rank in the top 10 for the main keyword on this site. But I do see a drop across the board. It's really just a couple of spots in the top 10 and staying in the top 10 still. But, you know, that does have an impact. It's not every post. This is just on average. But yeah, I can see that it's that I'm just not ranking as well as I used to. Now, I don't know exactly why this is, but I feel I can't really be sad about that as I haven't put energy into this site. You know, it's really been years before it had some TLC. So it's kind of fair enough that it would drop a little, you know, or that Google wouldn't see it as valuable. And it really is just is what it is. I don't think analyzing it to death is really going to do myself any favors or have a good return on time. It's obviously still doing fine. It doesn't look like it's been hit by an update or anything. It's just been gradual. You know, it's doing better this year than any time before COVID. So I'm choosing not to worry about it. So that is my Malaysia site. But before I'm finishing up, I'm going to talk to you about some Digital Nomad Wannabe news. So first of all, I'm talking at TBEX, a travel blogging conference in Asia, specifically in Phuket in November. I love these conferences. I've spoken at them previously and I'm really, really excited to be heading there. I'm not sure about my exact topic yet, but it'll be an advanced one related to destination sites, like exactly like this case study topic. I was a bit late to apply because I was traveling and so most spots were filled at that point. So I'm having to fit around what talks are already booked in. Regardless, I do have some great information to share and I can't wait to be around my people again. By that, I mean other people who do what I do. I just think it's so valuable and, you know, like probably just about all of you listening to me, you know, it can be hard to get around like-minded people that are in the blogging sphere. So I really lap it up when I can. Unfortunately, with everything that went on in the world, you know, it's been a whopping 4 years since I was at my last conference. And that was TBEX Corning in the US, which is far too long. I promised myself at that point, I found it so valuable that I would go to one a year and then COVID. And that conference is actually, coincidentally, when I decided to start dive into Malaysia and I made my plan for it to be my retirement site. And that actually came about after a conversation I had with Dave from the Planet D in a bar, you know. So it's not just the conference itself. Definitely go to the bar every night. You can learn a lot. And it really is just priceless getting to talk to like-minded people, give you different perspectives. You know, it really did help grow my business and my direction and help me have a lot of clarity on things which were a bit blurry before that. So I really do hope to see some of you at TBEX in Phuket. I'm sure it's going to be just a fantastic time. I mean, it's Thailand. How could it not be? I've also decided to create a new SEO course that I'll sell on Digital Nomad Wannabe, SEO Fast Track. I really love teaching. I love creating courses. I love helping people. But I'm also mindful of why I stopped selling courses at the start of the year. It really can't suck my time like before. So I'm going for a more lightweight, cheaper option where I don't have revenue goals and I can treat it like a side hustle, like I do my digital products. But of course, I mean, I will answer questions of people just like I do already for free in the D&W group. And I just don't want it to end up all consuming. I've just had so many people beg me to open up my old course for them that I feel like this is a good compromise since most people do come to me for SEO help. And I really hate not being able to help people like I could before. Now, if you're listening to me and you're a current, you know, Build Blog Freedom, Fast Track SEO student of mine, of course, you'll get free access to this. It won't be completely different anyway. It'd be more like an updated version that's also a bit cut down and just make it as simple and quick and easy for people to get, you know, really started with SEO to a really good level as quickly as possible. I'm planning to sell it for only $97 at this point. I'm also considering reopening my ebook Launchpad course. This one is all about writing an ebook and selling it with email templates and sale page help and everything you need to get started selling a digital product so you can make it, sell it on autopilot, you know, getting people to sign up for your email list and then trying to sell it to them. I've just had such success with my Tassie book that I think this is a process that bloggers should definitely go through. You know, and this course really just walks you through, makes it so super easy for a really good price. You know, you can easily earn back in your first month of selling it. Now, if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, please let me know and then I'll make it happen. So that's it for me. Thankfully, because I must say my brain is just so dead with this jet lag. This has been a little bit painful, but I hope it's been useful. I hope you've got something out of it. And of course, you can find the show notes for this episode at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode37. You can ask questions there or in the D&W Facebook group. Just type in dnwcommunity.com into your browser and it will take you straight there in Facebook. Now, make sure you subscribe to this channel because next episode, I'll be back next month with more exciting insights to share. And I look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.